Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't hang up. You can listen to what's going on here, and then we'll take your calls. Our guest, Tanya McClary, the chief monitor at the Office of the Independent Police Monitor Office, I guess. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
I think I threw in an extra office there, but we're glad to have you. Tell me, first of all, for people that don't know, what the Independent Police Monitor Office does.
We actually monitor the activities of the New Orleans Police Department. We are a city-based agency, and that's what we do. We monitor their activities.
So our Blue Runner Food Opinion Poll is asking people, are the police always second-guessed? And I don't mean this in a pejorative sense, but is that kind of like what y'all are there for, to second-guess almost everything that happens, or only things that generate controversy, or how do you define controversy, et cetera?
Well, we're not there to second-guess them. What we're there to do is hold them accountable to the consent decree that they're under and also their own policies. So we're not there to second-guess them. If they do a good job, we actually like to tell them they've done a good job. But if they haven't, we'd like to talk to them about best practices and things that they can do to improve so that we can keep the citizens of New Orleans safe.
Has your office come to any conclusions yet as to what happened Sunday night?
We have not. It's way too early in a situation such as this where you have an alleged suspect that has died and five innocent people that have been shot. It is just really too early to make any conclusions.
So the spokesperson, I guess, that is your spokesperson that spoke on Sunday night talking about, I'm trying to think of the lady's name.
Probably Ms. Shokumbe, Von Seal
Shokumbe. Yeah, that's who it was, saying that this happened at a busy intersection. Question is, was that the proper place for a takedown to happen? Was that kind of entirely too early to be speculating on that kind of thing?
No, that's our job. Our job is to raise those kind of questions. So we do have concerns. It was a busy intersection, and so we have concern. We want to know, did the New Orleans Police Department have a plan when they approached this person? What was the plan? Was it executed well? So those are the questions we're going to be looking at as this investigation unfolds.
At this point, do we know whose bullet struck whom?
At this point, like I said, it is way too early. I know that the police department collected ballistics on that night. They're in the process of having those things tested, and so those answers will definitely be coming out, hopefully in the next weeks or months to come. But it's really too early now for those tests to have come back.
So, do you all conduct your own investigation, or do you just review facts from other investigations?
We actually monitor them. We don't do investigations. We monitor the investigations that are conducted by the police department. So we're there at every step of the way. We're there for every interview. We're there when they're collecting the evidence. We're there when they're doing things at the scene. So our office, as soon as a critical incident happens, we're right there alongside the police department monitoring what they do. And we continue to do that until the investigation is closed.
So when you say critical, that would mean like a critical event happening, that would be a shooting or anything else?
Exactly. Anything that, you know, where there could be potential serious injury or the loss of life is what's considered a critical incident. So in this case, the officer involved shooting.
So who is investigating right now and whose results will you review? The FBI is looking into this, correct?
They are. So from our understanding from the police department, this will be a joint investigation between them and the Louisiana State Police. I'm sure that you all know that not only were the New Orleans Police Department involved in this incident on Sunday, but also the Louisiana State Police were involved. And so they are conducting a joint investigation. And I believe they will bring in other support as needed. So I think they are consulting with the FBI and other agencies as well.
So FBI, NOPD, and Louisiana State Police, did I miss anybody?
There may be some other people that they're consulting with. That's who we know right now. But, you know, as the investigation unfolds, they will bring in people as needed.
So I'm trying to understand, if they're investigating this, then your office looks at it and determines whether the FBI got it right, whether NOPD got it right, whether the state police got it right?
We will look and see whether the New Orleans Police Department got it right. And so that's our mandate from the city, is to ensure that our police department is doing the things that it needs to do. So our primary focus will be on whether or not the New Orleans Police Department got it right in their investigation.
So you would not consider the FBI's investigation, state police. You're looking strictly at NOPD's internal investigation and whether they got it right. And got it right would be determined by whom, if you don't conduct your own investigation?
It will be determined by, you know, we don't conduct it, but if, for example, if the NOPD decides that this was justified and we don't, we'll release our own questions and our own findings. So we will do a parallel. They will release a report at the end of this, and our office will produce a parallel report. And if we agree with some of the things, we'll say we agree. And if we don't, we won't.
But
we will raise questions and we will say why we don't.
But it's their investigation. You've not conducted your own investigation, right? I'm just trying to understand your basis for agreeing or disagreeing with what was found if you're just going by the investigation that NOPD did. I'm confused about that.
Well, we evaluated. Right. It's just like when you take a test at school, your teacher puts the test out, the student puts down the answers, and the teacher grades it. And so in some ways, we grade what the NOPD does. That's why we're there along the way. We watch every step that they do. And so if they conclude something, we will come back to the citizens of New Orleans and say, even though they've concluded this, yes, we agree with it, or no, we don't. And if we say we don't, we'll say why. So we're there evaluating it. We don't do the investigation, but we have the skills and the expertise in our office to say why we agree or don't agree. So that's why it's very important that we're right there along with them monitoring what they do. We also help them along the way. So during the course of the investigation, if we see some areas where they think they may be missing something, we will jump in at that time. And so it's not that we wait till the total end. We're there from the very beginning. So, for example, if we feel like something should be tested, we'll make that recommendation. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And so we do evaluations, but we also recommend things along the way that could potentially help them in their investigation and help them come to whatever conclusion it is that they're going to come to.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Tanya McClary, Chief Monitor at the Office of the Independent Police Monitor. You got any calls or comments on that? 260-1870. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.